for joining us for the Mormon Channel Relief Society program. On the first week of each month, the Mormon Channel presents quotes and insights on the Relief Society visiting teaching message. This month, the message is entitled, Under the Priesthood and After the Pattern of the Priesthood. During the construction of the Nauvoo Temple, a group of sisters desired to organize to support the building effort. Eliza R. Snow drafted bylaws for this new group. When she showed them to the Prophet Joseph, he responded, Tell the sisters their offering is accepted of the Lord, and he has something better for them. I will organize the women under the priesthood after the pattern of the priesthood. It is important to remember that the Relief Society was organized under the priesthood after the pattern of the priesthood and in possession of the privileges, blessings, and gifts of the priesthood. Elder Dallin H. Oaks shares his thoughts on the organization of the Relief Society.
In his first formal instruction to the newly founded organization, the prophet said he was deeply interested that the Relief Society might be built up to the Most High in an acceptable manner. He taught that when instructed, we must obey that voice, that the blessings of heaven may rest down upon us. All must act in concert, or nothing can be done. That the society should move according to the ancient priesthood. End of quote. The next time he met with the Relief Society, Joseph Smith exhorted the sisters always to concentrate their faith and prayers for and place confidence in those whom God has appointed to honor, whom God has placed at the head to lead. End of quote. This counsel, of course, furthered the direction in the earlier revelation on priesthood, which declared that all authorities or offices in the church are appendages to the Melchizedek priesthood, and that this priesthood holds the right of presidency and has power and authority over all the offices in the church in all ages of the world. Consequently, the Relief Society and the auxiliaries organized later have always functioned and have thrived under the direction of the presiding authorities of the priesthood. The prophet continued, quote, I now turn the key to you in the name of God, and this society shall rejoice, and knowledge and intelligence shall flow down from this time. This is the beginning of better days to this society. End of quote. When he turned the key, the prophet Joseph Smith made the Relief Society an official part of the church and kingdom of God. This opened to women new opportunities for receiving knowledge and intelligence from on high, such as through the temple ordinances that were soon to be instituted. Similarly, as the prophet promised them in connection with their charitable service, if you live up to your privileges, the angels cannot be restrained from being your associates. End of quote. President Joseph Fielding Smith taught that the prophet's action opened to women the possibility of exercising some measure of divine authority, particularly in the direction of government and instruction in behalf of the women of the church. End of quote. President Smith explained, quote, While the sisters have not been given the priesthood, that does not mean that the Lord has not given unto them authority. Authority and priesthood are two different things. A person may have authority given to him or a sister to her to do certain things in the church that are binding and absolutely necessary for our salvation, such as the work that our sisters do in the house of the Lord. End of quote.
Sister Kathleen H. Hughes, first counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency in 2003, expounds on the role of the priesthood in the organization of the Relief Society.
When the Prophet Joseph turned the key and established the Female Relief Society of Nauvoo, he said that the church itself had not been fully organized until that moment. Sisters, it's important that we understand that statement. Relief Society was established by God through a prophet by the power of priesthood authority. Its existence is a necessary part of the organization of the church. Men and women stand together in priesthood and relief society as we strive to bring families to Christ. As women, we should never think that our role in the church is a lesser role than that played by men. Just as we, as righteous women, honor the priesthood, we need to hold sacred our calling as women as well. As I have studied this painting of Martha and Mary, I have come to think of these women as my predecessors. I have wondered if they were also women full of good works and alms deeds. It's pleasant to think that they and other faithful women who were Christ's disciples might have met together to learn their part in building the kingdom. They were covenant women like us. They had determined to give the Savior all their hearts. So too, when the Relief Society was organized, it grew out of our divine calling and our desire to serve, to love, and to care for each other. Just as the ordinances and direction of the priesthood are necessary in the Lord's work, so is the service that we do.
You're listening to the Mormon Channel Relief Society program on the March Visiting Teaching Message, Under the Priesthood and After the Pattern of the Priesthood. President Boyd K. Packer has taught that the Relief Society has very broad responsibilities.
Attendance at the Sunday meeting is but a small part of your duty. Some of you have not understood this and have set aside much of what Relief Society has meant over the years, the sisterhood, the charitable, and the practical parts of it. The Relief Society, the Prophet Joseph Smith told us, is organized after the pattern of the priesthood. When a man holds the priesthood, he belongs to something bigger than himself. It is something outside of himself to which he can make a complete commitment. It requires full dedication and loyalty. There is an oath and a covenant connected with it. Membership in the priesthood magnifies the man and the boy. Wherever he is, whatever he does, no matter with whom he associates, he is expected to honor his priesthood. It is the commitment of his manhood to the highest standards of integrity. Attendance at the quorum meetings on Sunday is but a part, even a small part, of his membership responsibilities. Through activity in the priesthood, every worthy desire may be achieved, every need of the man can be fulfilled. Relief Society is a great strength to the priesthood. Through it, you will share in the blessings that belong to the priesthood. Indeed, the holders of the priesthood cannot have a fullness without you. If you sisters follow after that pattern, you will not be preoccupied with the needs of women. You will serve your organization, your cause, the Relief Society. This great circle of sisters, your every need shall be fulfilled now and in the eternities. Every neglect will be erased. Every abuse will be corrected. Every yearning will be fulfilled. And all of this can come to you quickly when you devote yourselves to Relief Society. Service in the Relief Society magnifies and sanctifies each individual sister. Your membership in the Relief Society should always be a part of you, should ever be with you. When you devote yourselves to Relief Society and organize it and operate it and participate in it, you sustain the cause that will bless every woman who comes within its influence. Your organization, I remind you again, was organized after the pattern of and under the authority of the priesthood.
Relief Society General President Sister Julie B. Beck comments on how the Relief Society and the priesthood organizations can work together.
As has happened throughout our history, if priesthood leaders need to accomplish something significant, they can call upon the Relief Society to help them. Using Relief Society meetings appropriately will increase the ability of the Relief Society to work in powerful ways with priesthood leaders in every ward. As Joseph Smith said in the Doctrine and Covenants, "Let no man count them as small things, for there is much which lieth in futurity pertaining to the saints which depends upon these things. You know, sisters, that a very large ship is benefited very much by a very small helm in the time of a storm by being kept workways with the wind and the waves."
The Relief Society works under the direction of the Melchizedek Priesthood, for all other authorities or offices in the church are appendages to this priesthood. President Packer explains the different roles of the priesthood and the Relief Society.
You sisters may be surprised to learn that the needs of men are seldom, if ever, discussed in priesthood quorums. Certainly, they're not preoccupied with them. They discuss the gospel and the priesthood and the family. If you follow that pattern, you will not be preoccupied with the so-called needs of women. As you give first priority to your family and serve your organization, every need shall be fulfilled. Every neglect will be erased. Every abuse will be corrected now or in the eternities. The brethren know they belong to a quorum of the priesthood. Too many sisters, however, think that Relief Society is merely a class to attend. The same sense of belonging to the Relief Society, rather than just attending a class, must be fostered in the heart of every woman. Sisters, you must graduate from thinking that you only attend Relief Society to feeling that you belong to it. However much priesthood authority and power the men may possess, how much wisdom and experience they may accumulate, the safety of the family, the integrity of the doctrine, the ordinances, the covenants, indeed the future of the church, rest equally upon the women. The defenses of the home and family are greatly reinforced when the wife and mother and daughters belong to Relief Society. No man receives the fullness of the priesthood without a woman at his side. For no man, the prophet said, can obtain the fullness of the priesthood outside of the temple of the Lord. And she is there beside him in that sacred place. She shares in all that he receives. The man and the woman individually receive the ordinances encompassed in the endowment. But the man cannot ascend to the highest ordinances, the sealing ordinance, without her at his side. And no man achieves the supernal, exalting status of worthy fatherhood except as a gift from his wife.
In a 1976 Ensign article, Sister Barbara Smith, then the General Relief Society president, commented on the relationship between the Relief Society and the priesthood leadership. She said, quote, "It is important to be humble in seeking direction, to have meaningful discussions with other women and priesthood leaders, and to be obedient to instruction from the priesthood in achieving the purposes of the organization." End quote. When asked how we as sisters can support the priesthood, Sister Smith offered some advice. Quote, "I'd like to answer that by reporting my own experiences with the brethren. When I was called, I was told that I was to direct the Relief Society and that if I had any questions, I could go to my advisors at any time. I was told that if I wanted to change policy, they would appreciate it if I would come to them with the desired change for approval by the Council of the Twelve. I was told that we could meet with them monthly, that I was to prepare the agenda, that they would be glad to respond to anything I wanted to discuss, and that they would also have items they would like to discuss. Now, to me, this is quite significant. The responsibility is mine and my counselors. The brethren have delegated the authority. I don't have to wonder what to do when questions come up. I think this is a pattern that every stake and ward should follow. I believe it tells us how the sisters should be responding to the priesthood. And incidentally, isn't it interesting that this same kind of pattern can work in the homes between husband and wife? All that the brethren have taught me says that we have a companion relationship, not inferior or subordinate, but companion side by side. The priesthood presides, but each of us contributes a vital part to make the whole complete. This isn't my plan, it's the Lord's plan, and leaders who apply it and husbands and wives who abide by it know not only that it works, but also that it gives each party his or her greatest joy. Women need to know and feel the security of the priesthood direction, and the joy of working in Relief Society as a companion organization to the priesthood. If woman has the role of a true companion and helpmeet to her husband, both are magnified and challenged. Close quote. In an Ensign article a year later, Sister Barbara B. Smith further explains the companionship between the Relief Society and the priesthood. Quote, the correlated lessons where the priesthood and Relief Society read the same scriptures are symbolic of our proper companion role, both brethren and the sisters learning their duty. I'm very concerned that members of the church learn and understand the proper companion role of the priesthood and Relief Society. President N. Eldon Tanner said a few months ago in an important all-church coordinating council meeting that the Relief Society is a companion to the priesthood just as a wife is to a husband. We asked one of our advisors on the Council of the Twelve what that meant, and he said he could best answer by illustrating with an experience. Some time ago, his wife went to the nursery and bought a lot of plants for their yard. Not knowing of this, he had done the same thing. He said, now what were we to do? Were they to use the plants his wife bought and make him unhappy, or use the plants he bought and make his wife unhappy, or should they plant all of them and have a garden that was overplanted? He likened this to activities in the church. Until we learn to talk and counsel together as priesthood and Relief Society, the church will never make the growth and progress that it should. From my experience of visiting units around the church, it is clear to me that too often men are assuming that they know what the needs of women are, and too often women are assuming that they know what the needs of men are. And because they are not planning together, where appropriate, the work of the Lord is being hampered. In frankness, I think it would be a wise stake president or bishop who talks with his Relief Society president and encourages her to evaluate the needs of the sisters or the stake or ward and formulate proposals to fill those needs. I encourage stake and ward Relief Society presidents to discuss this procedure with their priesthood leaders. Close quote. Sister Julie B. Beck expounds on what it means to operate in the manner of the priesthood and how that relates to Revelation.
If our membership in Relief Society is so important, we need to know what sets us apart from every other women's group or organization. Everything we do in Relief Society matters because Heavenly Father and His Son Jesus Christ visited Joseph Smith, and through him, the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ was restored to the earth. Relief Society was part of that restoration. The prophet Joseph Smith defined the purpose of Relief Society and instructed the sisters in their purpose, just as he taught priesthood leaders in Kirtland and Nauvoo their priesthood purpose and work. Ours is an organization that continues to be led today by prophets, seers, and revelators. Relief Society is unique because it was organized after the pattern of the priesthood, and we operate on a general and local level under the direction of priesthood leaders. We work in partnership with priesthood leaders who hold keys, which give them authority to preside in the name of the Lord. We operate in the manner of the priesthood, which means that we seek, receive, and act on revelation, make decisions in councils, and concern ourselves with caring for individuals one by one. Ours is the priesthood purpose to prepare ourselves for the blessings of eternal life by making and keeping covenants. Therefore, like our brethren who hold the priesthood, ours is a work of salvation, service, and becoming a holy people.
How can we increase our ability to receive personal revelation? Sister Julie Beck.
We can do the work of the Lord in His way when we seek, receive, and act on personal revelation. Without personal revelation, we cannot succeed. If we heed personal revelation, we cannot fail. The prophet Nephi instructs us that the Holy Ghost will show us all things what we should do. It was prophesied that in the latter days the Lord would pour out His Spirit upon His handmaids. This will happen as we allow ourselves to be still enough and quiet enough to listen to the voice of the Spirit. Elder Neil A. Maxwell taught us that receiving revelation for our calling and in our personal lives requires, quote, serious mental effort on our part. Revelation is not a matter of pushing buttons, but of pushing ourselves often aided by fasting, scripture study, and personal pondering. Most of all, revelation requires us to have a sufficient degree of personal righteousness so that on occasion, revelation may come to the righteous unsolicited. Close quote. President Spencer W. Kimball stated a number of years ago that there is a power in this organization that has not yet been fully exercised to strengthen the homes of Zion and build the kingdom of God, nor will it until both the sisters and the priesthood catch the vision of Relief Society. Relief Society was established by the Lord to organize, teach, and inspire his daughters to prepare for the blessings of eternal life. Our aim is to support the women of the church in their individual responsibilities by ensuring that every meeting, every lesson, and every activity we undertake helps them increase in faith and personal righteousness, strengthen their families and their homes, and serve the Lord and his children.
As Relief Society sisters, we are to honor the priesthood and always strive to keep the commandments we have made with the Lord through the power of the priesthood. In Doctrine and Covenants section 84, verses 35 through 38, it states, "They who receive this priesthood receive me, saith the Lord, for he that receiveth my servants receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth my Father, and he that receiveth my Father receiveth my Father's kingdom. Therefore all that my Father hath shall be given unto him." As we accomplish the work of the Lord, we must band together as Relief Society and priesthood members. President Henry B. Eyring comments on the history of the partnership between the priesthood and the Relief Society.
The members of Relief Society have always been trusted by local priesthood shepherds. Every bishop and every branch president has a Relief Society president to depend upon. She has visiting teachers who know the trials and the needs of every sister. She can, through them, know the hearts of individuals and families. She can meet needs and help the bishop in his call to nurture individuals and families. A wonderful part of the heritage of Relief Society is evident in the way the priesthood has always shown respect and received it from the Relief Society in turn. I have seen it as you have. Our bishop said to me years ago with a smile, "Why is it that when I go to someone in the ward in need, your wife always seems to have been there ahead of me?" Every bishop and branch president with any experience at all has felt the gentle prod of inspired example from the sisters of the Relief Society. They help us remember that for all, both women and men, there will be no salvation without compassionate service.
You've been listening to the Mormon Channel Relief Society program. We close with a quote by Elder Dallin H. Oaks.
The prophet Joseph Smith told the early sisters that he had something better for them than a written constitution. Being organized under priesthood authority, they were to reject worldly concepts of power and seek the power that flows down from heaven for those functions and to those individuals who are using their time and talents in the Lord's way.
Thank you for joining us for the Mormon Channel Relief Society program and our discussion of the January visiting teaching message, The History and Heritage of Relief Society. For more information on this program or for a link to the text of the visiting teaching message, visit radio.lds.org. To share a story or experience with the Mormon Channel, email us at radio@ldschurch.org.